Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When digital transformations don't go well, the cost after implementation can cost exponentially more than the cost to actually go through the digital transformation in the first place. But why is that, and what should we be aware of? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And when we're going through digital transformations with our clients, they more often than not are struggling with a decision around how to optimize implementation, time, cost, and risk. But oftentimes that focus on time, cost, and risk is not taking into consideration the cost and risk and time associated with disruption if the digital transformation doesn't go well. And just to add some context around this, we found in our research that anywhere between 52 and 54% of organizations experience some sort of material operational disruption at the time that they go live with new technology. And what I mean by material operational disruption is not just your usual road bumps and your usual learning curve issues, but I'm talking more significant issues like inability to ship product, inability to run payroll, inability to close the books, things that are showstoppers and bring an organization to its knees and being inoperational for a certain period of time. So what I'm talking about here today when I talk about digital disruption is, what is that cost of disruption? If we don't do our digital transformation right, or if we skimp on time and cost during the transformation, what is that impact and what does that cost us in the longer term? So what I want to do today is talk about the things to think about as you navigate the short-term time and cost associated with the digital transformation relative to the potential impact of the negative impact and cost that might happen after a digital transformation. Now, for more lessons around this topic, as well as other implementation best practices, I encourage you to read our ebook called Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformations. And this ebook is packed full of best practices, tips, and lessons learned from having helped over 1,000 different organizations through their digital transformations over the years. You can read that book by scanning the QR code in front of you, or you can click on the links below in the description field of this video. First, let's start with what most organizations myopically focus on, which is the actual initial short-term implementation time and cost. So often organizations are really fixated on, how long is this project going to take us? What's the budget going to be? We have limited resources, we have limited time, so we need to make sure that we optimize time and cost. It's very understandable why we as humans and we as organizations would focus on this. However, it's very rare that organizations look at that short-term time and cost in the context of what that means longer term. For example, organizations in theory could cut a lot of time and cost from their initial implementation if they cut out things like organizational change. Maybe we cut back on our employee training a little bit. Maybe we did a couple less iterations of user acceptance testing. There's a lot of ways you could really scale back your implementation time and cost. And in fact, I would argue that you could probably implement technology in, say, half the time and budget you're planning right now. But the question becomes, is that a good idea? Is that going to look pretty, or how's that going to look when you get to implementation? And that's the trade-off you really have to think about. And while I've given you some extreme examples of things that intuitively don't make sense in terms of what you don't want to cut back, it's amazing to me how many organizations and their teams will make those sorts of trade-offs unintentionally without really considering the longer-term time, cost, and risk profile. So it is important to control your time and cost and mitigate your risk during the implementation itself, but it's just as important to look at the longer-term implications as well, which is what I'll talk about next.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Now, the part that isn't as intuitive to organizations is really understanding, quantifying, and mitigating the cost and risks of go-live and post-go-live. More specifically, the cost of disruption. If things don't go well, or if we experience material operational disruptions at the time we go live with new technologies, what does that cost do to us? For example, if you have a situation where you couldn't ship product for, say, 2 weeks, what would that cost you as an organization? If you couldn't run payroll for a week or two, or if you had to manually do that for a week or two, what would that look like? What would that cost you? If you couldn't close the books and you couldn't give executives the financial visibility that they need to run the company, and say you couldn't do that for 2 or 3 months, what would that look like? Those are important things to understand, not to scare yourselves, but to understand what those costs are so that you're not looking only at short-term implementation cost, but more importantly, you're looking at the balance between the two. If we do things right, it might increase our initial implementation time and cost, but it could and should mitigate our risk and cost longer term. Of course, it could go the other way too. You could spend way too much time on your implementation itself in terms of time and cost without really mitigating your long-term risk, in which case you wouldn't want to do that. But the key here is to really recognize the interconnection between the two, the things you do during implementation and how that affects your longer-term digital and operational disruption and the costs associated with that. I'll give you a quick example or a case study. Early in my career, as one of the first projects that I was managing when I started my previous company, was a mid-sized manufacturing organization where we're helping them implement a manufacturing ERP system. Project had gone on for probably around 16 or 18 months. There had been a couple delays because of a number of customizations that the customer wanted to make to the software they were deploying, and that stretched the timeline out. However, after two delays in the project, there was a go, no-go decision that was to be made, and our recommendation was you're still not ready for go-live and that you should extend the go-live by about 30 days, which would have cost this organization close to $100,000. That's not pocket change for a lot of organizations or most organizations, but it's not a huge amount for organizations as well. So the CEO of the company ultimately decided, no, we're going ahead as is, we're gonna march forward, we're not gonna add another 30 days, and we're not going to add another $100,000 to our budget. We're gonna go live as it is and we'll take the risk as we need to. Well, fast forward a few weeks after that, they did go live with the technology. A lot of that technology didn't work, especially as it related to their product configurator, which is the product that's used to determine how a make-to-order engineering firm or manufacturing firm could assemble their products and the business rules behind it. That configurator wasn't working, so they weren't able to ship product to a number of customers, and it resulted in over $10 million of lost sales, which equated to over $1 million in net profit that they lost. So they did save $100,000 during the implementation, but it cost them over $1 million of lost orders after the fact. So that sort of example is what you're trying to avoid. How do we optimize that and understand what that cost is longer term versus short term as well? And that's why it's so important to navigate both sides of the equation. Now, so far, we've been talking about just sort of basic blocking and tackling of make sure we implement as close to on time and on budget as we can, and also let's make sure that we don't screw up our operations or disrupt our operations longer term. But the real value, the real money, the real ROI is going to be not only in making sure you implement as close to on time and on budget as possible and make sure you don't disrupt your operations, but the real value is in making sure you get business value and a positive ROI out of your implementation. In other words, you want to go on offense. You don't want to just play defense and try not to screw up and make sure that you don't get fired from your job as a result of the project. You want to make sure you're delivering a measurable ROI that's a measurable improvement and a material improvement than what the organization was before you went through the digital transformation. So here's where you really tend to focus on raising the bar and setting a business case that defines what those measures are, what those expectations are, and what the potential business value is. And when we do this, by the way, It gives us a North Star or a sort of guiding light to help us make decisions. It helps us make better informed decisions during the implementation to focus on delivering business value. For example, if an employee comes to you on a project team and says, hey, I want to add this new module to the scope of this project, or I want to customize the software to do some different things, we should be able to relate that to some tangible, measurable business value. And if we can't, then we know we probably don't want to go down that path because it's not going to deliver business value. So it's a great governance tool to really keep us focused and to keep us on track to ensure that, again, we're not just playing defense, we're not just trying to avoid failure, but more importantly, we're trying to achieve success and achieve business value. So that long-term business value is something else you don't want to lose sight of as you go through a digital transformation project. So the general takeaway here is that this is all a balancing act. You want to make sure you optimize short-term implementation time, cost, and risk. You want to minimize long-term operational disruption, and you want to optimize and maximize the business value you get even longer term. It's a lot easier said than done, but that's why developing a business case and making decisions in the context of that business case, making decisions in the context of measurable performance measures, as well as risk management, is so important. We need to understand that any decision we make to either increase or decrease our implementation budget, for example, is just going to shift the risk from one part of the equation to another. And we sort of have to dial it in and find that right balance. It's part art, part science. And that's where experienced help from organizations and consultants like the ones at Third Stage Consulting can help to make sure that you're making those decisions that are best for you. So I hope this has provided you some guidance on some things to think about as you think about not only short-term time and cost of an implementation, but also long-term. For more information and best practices, I encourage you to read our ebook called Lessons from 1,000 Digital Transformations. It's a book we recently wrote to help organizations like yours through their digital transformation journeys. You can find a number of best practices and lessons learned from having helped over 1,000 different clients throughout the world through their digital transformations. You can read that book by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links in the description field below. So I hope you found this information useful, and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.